Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa, where we're going to talk about making healthy investments in your soul business. I'm going to bring forth this concept of hiring a team, when you should do it, what are the things that we need to look out for, and ultimately how to activate our leadership. How do we become a good boss? And how do we even identify if we need help? Well, let's get right into the episode and let's find out. Let's start from the top, humans. What is a healthy investment and when you should make it? Honestly, whenever you can. You got to tap in and you got to ask yourself, can I stretch here? At the end of the day, if you're building a soul business, it's all about assessing risk. And the minute you invest your time, that's risk, right? You can be putting your time, your work, your love, your sweat, your tears, and it could be going nowhere or it could be going somewhere. And so every investment always has a risk level. And so just know that, because I think a lot of us have this, like, I don't know, I've been calling it this like poverty mindset, where it's like, if I do something, I need, you know, my ROI back like yesterday. And it's like, yes, I get it. But remember that ROI, return on investment, isn't always the most fruitful when it comes to money. I believe the most powerful ROI that I have ever seen was honestly just seeing how other wealthy people move. Like just seeing what level of problems they have, which for me weren't problems, and how they actually solved them has been something that I still hold with me every single day. You see, the value of a dollar depreciates every single day. The value of knowledge never does. In fact, your knowledge can make you money forever and ever and ever. Let's get back to making healthy investments. Let's just say you start your business and you invest in a course, you invest in learning, you invest in your trade, because let's just face it, we know we all have to do that, right? Like that's just part of it. It's part of you being a master at what you do. And it's part of just being good. It's part of perfecting your craft. Even if you're a singer has to practice singing, like even if it's a natural born talent. And so just make sure that you're getting your education. And so let's just, for the sake of this conversation, say that you already invested in that education. The next thing that I would potentially do, your first hire could be a virtual assistant. Now, here's where it gets tricky. So many people ask me, when should I do this? How will I know? And how much should I pay them? I'm going to give you all of the tea in this episode, okay? This is exactly what I did. My very first investment was in a business coach. Not when I had the money, not when I was making it. I invested it because I wanted to be in that circle. I wanted to put myself in position to learn. I wanted to learn from somebody who was already doing the thing that I wanted to do. Once I did that, I would say I quickly realized that there was a bunch of things that I hated, and that if I needed to do them in my business, which I figured I needed to do, which was post and do graphics and all that stuff, that I literally was going to give up. I just refused to lose my peace of mind. It just was nothing I was enjoying. So I personally hired a VA 3 months into my business. What did that look like? Obviously, it didn't look like full time because I had already invested in a business course. So that was that. And there was monthly money coming out for that. And then I had invested in this new contractor, which I couldn't afford them full time. And to be honest with you, I didn't have full time work to give them anyways. And so I want to take a step back and just remind you that you got to diagnose your business. You got to figure out, when do you actually need help? And for me, the key indicator of when you need help is when you potentially could be bringing on more clients, but you don't have the infrastructure to help you. You have a ton of creative ideas, but the reason why you're not putting it out there is because you don't have anybody to help you with the tech side. Those are the things that are clear indicators that you probably need help in your business. Now, I'm a fan of doing it yourself also in the beginning. And so if there is an opportunity for you to learn a skill and do it, absolutely go ahead. Some of you may be surprised to know that I actually built my very first website with chat support. It took me about 16 hours. Like, I'm not kidding. It literally took like at least 2 full days of just sitting with chat support on, I think it was Squarespace, and just asking them, how do you put the box up here? How do you change this color? Why? Because I did not have money to invest in a website. Hence how and why I built my business in this way and teach people that you don't need a fancy website. You don't need fancy funnels, because the truth is I couldn't afford it in the beginning. However, I refused to let that be the reason why I wasn't going to put myself out there. So you see what I'm saying? This is twofold. There is a strategy component to this conversation, and there's also a mindset component to this conversation. Because sometimes people want things perfect. And if it's not perfect, then they don't want to put it out there because they think that, you know, the work represents their own perfection. And it's like, yeah, I get it. But also, you're just a moving, evolving being as well. And so is your business. Remember that. It's not supposed to be perfect on the first swing. Let it evolve. I love looking back and seeing how shitty it was and where it is now. I'm so proud of all of the work that it had to take and all of the shifts that I had to have internally in order for me to show up that way. So when you're talking about making investments, write this down. The number one thing that you should look out for is, do I not like what I'm doing right now in terms of the little task? Do I desire to email people? Do I desire to build up my email list, and I don't have the bandwidth or the capability to do that? If so, hire somebody to do that. You don't have to hire them full time, by the way. I hired my first VA 2 hours a day for 3 days a week. And some weeks she only worked 2 hours. But in those 2 hours, she knew exactly what she was doing, which leads me to my next point. In order for you to be a good boss, in order for you to step into leadership, like, you have to know that the people that you hire are implementers. You're the creative genius of your brand. So that means you have to lead. You have to tell people what to do. So many people hire people and they think that they're going to resolve all of their problems, and they quickly realize that they actually gained more problems, because now you have more people to talk to, more questions to answer, and you have to lead. They're going to ask you questions. They're looking to you for direction. And if you don't have the ability to do that, you'll quickly lose your investment. And so making healthy investment, you have to do your part. You have to do your research. You got to get clear on, where do I actually need help? Where am I stuck? Give yourself a list. Am I stuck with the writing captions? Do I need a copywriter? No, I like my captions. I love writing them. Great. Am I stuck with wanting a couple of graphics to promote my offers? Is that what's stopping me from actually putting it out there? Hire somebody to do a few graphics for you. Amazing. What is actually stopping you? Identify that pain point and then hire the person that can help you resolve it. Now, if after that person helps you resolve it, you still are not putting the thing out there, then you already know that this is a mindset stuff. This is things that you have to sit with so that you can feel comfortable, confident, and have clarity over what it is that you desire to do. But let's just assume that you're confident, that you know exactly what you want to do, and you want to put all your work out there. Making the investments at the right time really do matter. Please make investments from an empowered state. This is how it sounds like. I love what this person is doing. I think they're a creative genius. I think if I work with them, they're only going to magnify what I already have. This is exactly where I want to see my brand, my business, versus, oh, I need to hire somebody because they need to explode my page. They need to make me go viral. I need to hire that business coach so I can make money. That will only lead to a disaster. Because you're putting too much pressure on somebody outside of you to get you a specific result. I was actually just talking about this with my friend yesterday, where we're talking about most artists, most people who are creative, most people who are doing the damn thing already, they're not waiting for somebody else to discover them. By the time they actually get discovered, they've been doing the thing. So that's what I want you to have. I want you to have the mentality of an artist. I want you to keep singing. I want you to keep painting, keep working on your craft. Keep putting those videos out there. Keep getting clear on your retreats or how you want to show up as a leader. All of those things, keep getting clear. And the more you practice, the better. Don't expect to hire a team and for them to wave a magic wand and then resolve all your problems. Because like I said, you'll quickly realize that you'll gain more problems and you probably have lost a lot of money. And this is why. Because you have to identify, or maybe you don't know, but I'm going to explain to you what is the difference between an implementer and somebody who has the skill and mastery over something. Somebody who's an implementer, they're very agile and quick on a task. So they're the type of person that if you gave them a task, they'll do it with a snap of a finger. They'll change something on a website. They'll go ahead and send that email. They're very task oriented. Because I've hired hundreds of people, especially being a TV producer for the past 13 years and making my own investments and my own hires and my own business and helping my clients, I'm really good at picking up the personality of an implementer. The things that you want to look out for when it comes to an implementer is their organizational skills, is their ability to be quick and agile. It's their task-oriented brain. They're very logical. So if you tell them to do something at 1 p.m., they'll get it done 3 minutes before. They're very much OCD type A personality. And if you find this person, they're gold in your business because they will get shit done. This is an implementer. The personality of an implementer can also be a great virtual assistant, also known as a VA, because again, they are taking the burden of all of the things that you no longer want to do. I personally have not sent an email and probably never. I mean, the last time I personally had to do it was in the first 6 months of my business. After that, I hired somebody to do it because I just did not have the brain power to do it. However, I still did a lot of the writing. They did a lot of the tech part. And so I still had to write a lot of the content. They put it together. They scheduled it. They put the graphic on and they did all of the other stuff and they got it to the finish line. So that's what an implementer is. An implementer is not a creative director, is not the person that's going to give you the ideas on what to do with your business. That's your business coach or your business mentor's job. They're the one that together, and I want to take a step back and say that's not their job either. That's your job. Your job is to figure that out, but they can hold space and they usually create the environment for you to do that. Those are the conversations that you have with your business mentor. But your VA, they're not going to know. They're just going to execute whatever the hell you tell them. Back to the difference between implementer and somebody who has the skill and mastery over a specific area. Let's just say this is a creative director. Now that person is going to come with a shit ton of their own experience, their own past clients, their own creative genius to the table. So now you're working with somebody where they're also enhancing your business by way of you guys sharing brains. So these are the things that I want you to think about and start asking yourself, where am I now? I wanted a creative director in my business from day one, but the truth is that I couldn't afford that. All I was able to really invest in was my business coach, which for me, this is a personal thing. You don't have to listen to me. That was a non-negotiable because I'm very lazy. I'm super Sagittarius. I'm a little bit all over the brain. I'm kind of scattered with my own creative energy. And if I don't have somebody to keep me in track, I would just be all over the place. And I probably wouldn't get done all of the things that I want to get done, which would just honestly hurt me because at this point, I can't stop doing what I'm doing because I found the thing that I'm supposed to be doing. And so it's very beneficial for me to actually have a business coach because one, the investment keeps me in the game, like literally. Every month I'm like, nope, you're getting up and you're doing this because it's like going to the gym. It's like, I may be fighting myself going there, but every time I leave, I'm happy. My endorphins are running. I'm excited. I'm always telling myself, I'm glad that I did this, right? It's kind of like that. The next investment that I would recommend is that VA. Now, I know that I spoke about prices and I mentioned that in the beginning that I was going to get to it. When it comes to pricing, it can be all over between the ranges of $500 all the way up to $1,500. even more. It really depends on what kind of virtual assistant you are working with. What are the things that you should look out for if they've worked with other entrepreneurs? At what level, right? So if a VA has only worked with six-figure entrepreneurs, I think that's a good skill because she knows how that kind of six-figure business runs. Maybe they're still at the beginning, but they have hella skills and you see that. That was the investment that I made. Full transparency, my very first investment in a VA was $500 because, again, I was only able to afford them for a few hours. And they were great. They were amazing. And I saw that they were super smart and super fast. And they had actually a lot of creative genius to the ways that they were helping me in my business. But that's all I had to spare. That's all I had to invest. And they wanted to work with me and I wanted to work with them. And they were in the beginning too. Like they didn't really build their business yet. Obviously from $500, it went all the way up to, I think, $2,000-something because you grow and they grow. And so you got to, again, ask yourself, where are you now? What can you really afford that's not going to, you know, break the bank, but that is going to be a healthy investment in your business? And just know that you're going to always be working towards more. What's the next step beyond that? It's an OBM. Some people say this is your operational business manager. And so this person can and usually is a virtual assistant that then has so much experience that they can basically run your business for you. Now, I want to take a hard pause here. I see way too many people hire too many people too fast because they just want to have a team. And this is why I wanted to record this episode. Wanting a team is great because it just says that your business is expanding. However, it comes with also challenges. You have more personalities. You have to have team meetings. You have to have clear boundaries, incredible communication. And so it just comes with its own set of difficulties as well and things that you have to manage. Not to say that having a team is hard, because me personally, I love my team. And you know why? I don't see them so much as a team. I see them as family. I see them as these people who have enrolled in my vision and they believe in my business so freaking damn hard. And I feel it. And so they're my support team. You know, there are people who are invested in me. And because of that, I'm invested in them. I'm invested in their well-being. I'm invested in their financial state. I'm invested in connecting them with other people that can also pay them. I'm very highly invested in them, which is ultimately how you become a good boss, is by treating people good. You know, in corporate, we have this kind of ideology of not getting close to people, because if you get close to people, then, you know, the day that you're going to fire them, you're going to have too much skin in the game and it's going to be difficult. And that's why we have that culture in corporate where nobody actually really knows each other. Everybody's just walking around like zombies. You know, it's just like, hey, how are you doing? How's your day? You know, very small talk, but nobody actually knows you. They don't know your partners. They don't know your desires, your kid's name. Those are the things that I know about our students. I know who their partner is. I know their desires as well. I know where they want to be with their partners. Again, I'm not a relationship coach, but this is something that's important to me, because the more we get to know and build and weave that communication and that love and respect for each other, the more we make it a healthy environment to work in. And isn't that what we're all trying to do? We're all trying to be badass, you know, entrepreneurs, because we didn't like the way somebody else did it. And now you have the opportunity to do it in a different way. And so back to hiring people too fast. I'm not saying this is you, but some people do it for egoic reasons, meaning they just want to look like they have a big team. It's not a flex to have 35 people on payroll. Trust me. It's not a flex to hire the biggest team ever and say that you have, you know, 55 people. That's 55 people you have to pay a month, okay? And I'm not telling you to run your business cheap either, but I want you to run your business in a profitable way. And I want you to make the hires that you actually really need. So take out a piece of paper, take out a pen, take out your journal, and make a list. And on one column, I want you to write down all of the things that you love to do that you won't give up. You almost even if you had the ability to do it, you just don't want to because that's how much you freaking like it. And then on the other column, I want you to write down all of the things that annoy you about your business, all of the things that you don't want to do. So for me, that's where editing would go, creating graphics would go there, updating a website, email sequencing, all of that stuff goes there. But on the things that I won't let go, I am the creative genius of my brand, so I will not let go of the creative direction. I love to think about the colors. I love to think about the concepts. I love to think about the direction of a photo shoot. I love to think about where the brand is going, my writing, my captions. Those are all things that I probably spend way too much time doing, but guess what? When the sun comes down, I'm sad because I want the next day to come so I can keep working on it. And that's how I know that I'm in my purpose and I'm in my dharma. And it's not in a obsessive, negative way. It's just that when you're doing what you love to do, time disappears. You're just in that place, in that void of just flowing, and things are just happening, right? And so it's like the world stops for a moment. Imagine if your business felt like that. Imagine if your business felt like you only did the things that you wanted to do. You know what's the real flex? At this point, the only thing that I really show up for are my coaching calls. Like, and I love that too. Actually, this is the very first round of Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, which, by the way, is open. We start January 30th. We're already halfway filled out, and we actually haven't really even promoted it. This is the ninth round. I am actually coaching twice every single week for 12 weeks. That's actually 24 calls. So fucking gnarly. I'm super excited about that. But those are things that I won't give up. Like, I won't give up showing up, sharing, teaching, being electrified by being in a room with all these powerful beings that also want to build their business and also have a dream and also don't want to put a cap to their earnings and also don't want somebody else to put a cap on their potential. Like, that shit fucking lights me up. I want to be around those people. I want to keep doing that. So this is actually the first round where I'm not going to have any co-coaches because I really want to get my hands back in the clay. And so just think about, what are the things that you don't want to give up in your business? Because that's the whole reason why you started the business, right? It was so that you can have that clothing line. It was so that you can practice the yoga and the meditation and teach it to other people so that they can break out of this reality and this matrix that they've been stuck in. Whatever it is, don't stop doing the things that you love. The next thing is I want to talk about social media managers. Again, these are all hires, by the way, that I have had. And I've had multiple of them. So I'm not telling you because I hired one person and that's it. I've hired many different people for my own business, for my clients' businesses. I have done so many hires, and I can tell you the ones that people tell you that you need, but that you really don't need. So we already established that a VA, you can hire this person as soon as you start a business, even if you're not making a dollar. Stop making that freaking excuse. Oh, my business is not making money, so I'm not going to hire a VA. Yes, you can. How do you think your business is going to make money if you keep doing shit you don't like to do? Hire that person, outsource it, work smart, give it to the expert, give it to the person who could do it 10 times faster than you so that you can do your genius and you can work on your creative flow and put yourself out there. Don't be silly. Your next hire, the OBM, shouldn't be your first hire. Why? Because the OBM, the operational business manager, they operate with systems. So if you're not at a place where you need systems in your business, you probably don't need an OBM. What's a system? It's usually when you have a lot of clients and you put them in, let's say, a program like Dubsado, or you use a client management tool like Asana. There are things that you use to onboard and offboard your client. But if you only got 5 clients, you can onboard them yourself. What does the onboarding process look like? I'm not going to fully break that down because that's not what this episode is about, but I just want you to think of sending them a welcome email, letting them know when they start, if there's any welcome video for them to watch, if there's any email that you have to collect so that you can input them into their student portal, all of those little things. That's part of the onboarding system. And so if it's just a few clients, you can manually do that yourself. But let's just say you got 30 clients. Do you think you could do that for 30 clients? I don't know. For me, we have very strict turnaround times when it comes to onboarding and offboarding clients. Meaning, if you come into my world and you pay for anything, you are going to get an onboarding email in 24 hours. This means you're going to get a welcome packet, you're going to get a welcome video, you're going to get an entire schedule of the entire program, you're going to be enrolled in the pro. All of those things happen. Why? Because to me, that feels like an even exchange. And my goal is always to have a five-star elite boutique experience when it comes to my clients experiencing my business. And so that's part of it. If somebody's paying high ticket and they don't get a welcome email ever, I don't know. To me, how would I like that as a client? I wouldn't. I think if I invested 10K, 20K, 5K, 1K, 500, and I automatically was enrolled in this person's world and, you know, they put me through a flow, I'm going to start to trust them more. Business is all about trusting. It's about your clients trusting you, and it's about you trusting your clients, right? You're going to deliver a service, they're going to pay you, and they're going to pay you, and you're going to deliver a service, and you're going to keep your promise, and they're going to keep their promise. And so it's important. So a social media manager, moving right along, so you already know your OBM, you can wait a little bit. Wait until you need structure. Wait until you have a lot of clients that you can't even handle it. Wait until you have a desire to put them through a flow, because that's just who you are and you're very connected to your brand and you're very connected to the client experience. I don't want you to go on and say, Melissa told me never to hire an OBM, to wait. No, you can, you know, hire this person whenever, but most businesses are not ready in the beginning. Why? Because you don't even know what the hell your vision is. You don't even know what your mission is. You barely know who your ideal client is. It keeps changing. You have no clue how to make content because you're still trying to figure out, what does my ideal client want? And if you're still there, then baby, you don't need an OBM, because they're not here to answer those questions. They're only here to help systemize things. Think of them like a machine. They want the machine to run smoother. They want to pump oil in the machine. And so they're looking at your business, trying to show you all of the ways that you can enhance your process. You know, the word is so corny, but it kind of came through. It's like they're looking at you like, come on, slowpoke, like you're running your business like a turtle. Like, this is super archaic. Like, wait, you're still manually sending that? Don't you know that with a click of a button, you can automatically subscribe people to their payments? Wait, what? You're still manually sending people invoices? Again, that's how they're going to look at your business. And so you got to have volume for them to do their job. If not, they're going to cost a lot of money and you're probably not going to utilize them in the ways that I think would be most beneficial. OBM rates, again, by the way, this is my motherfucking opinion, okay? You can go out there and you can ask other people their opinion. This is my opinion from hiring and having 13 years experience as a TV producer hiring people. And this is also 3.5 years, almost 4 years of hiring people in my own business and also helping my elite one-on-one clients from anywhere from multiple six figures to seven figures, also hire teams, whether it's hire teams in a warehouse for their product line or hire a VA, an OBM, a creative director. And so I believe an OBM who is a professional is going to be at least, well, I don't want to take that back. I don't want to say professional. I want to say an OBM who has already mastered their skills. They probably have already worked with a few clients. They have to at least be charging at least anywhere between $700, $800, $1,000, $1,500, maybe $2,000, maybe $2,500. I've heard, you know, OBMs be $3,000, $3,500. It just depends. It depends on their experience. It depends on the level of businesses that they've worked on. Again, if you've only ever worked with businesses that are small and boutique and they've only ever had a few clients a month, that's way different than an OBM that's used to working with, let's say, a business that's bringing in $1 million in revenue. Don't you think that OBM is going to have a different kind of skill? They are. They know the inside of $1 million business versus them knowing the inside of a $10,000 business. There is just a difference, right? Moving right along, a social media manager. This is the one that like just makes me crack up, because so many people run to get a social media manager first. And I believe that this is the one you don't even actually really need. And I know people who are social media managers right now are probably going to DM me like, wait, what'd you say? No, of course you're needed. Everybody's business, there is a niche for everybody's business. But I believe that a social media manager, if you're waiting for them to write your captions, if you're waiting for them to do everything for you, then what's your job? Like, what are you doing? A social media manager should enhance, magnify, and take your brand to the next level when you're there already. The reason why I say that so many people make this hire in the beginning and they don't need it, I'm not saying that you should never hire a social media manager, because I truly believe that almost every single account on every single platform has a social media manager, but that person, the CEO who's running that brand, actually did that position themselves so that then they can train somebody else how to write in the ways that they write, how to bring in elements that feel connected to who they are and their brand. You can't just hire a social media manager in the beginning of your business, you're not making clients, and think that that's what's going to help you make clients. That's not it. It's you. You got to show up for your brand. Your people need to know who you are. It's not just going to be in the fancy content. It's going to be in the ways that you show up, in your vulnerability, in your mastery. And if we're just hiding behind the content, then people are going to feel like you're a mystery. And nobody's going to invest top dollar in somebody that they feel is a mystery. And so while creating content, having social media managers is amazing, they are also implementers, unless this person is a creative director, which is completely different. And now you're getting into the thousands of dollars, right? Because they're bringing in their creative geniuses to your business. But a social media manager is managing your social media. So they may be managing your DMs. They may be posting for you. They may be engaging for you. Who knows? They may be even editing your videos and posting it out there. But if you don't know what kind of content is converting, they're not going to help you. If you don't know and you're not comfortable recording yourself on camera, they're also not going to help you. So part of becoming a good boss is identifying, where are you in your business now? And what do you actually really need? What's a healthy investment that makes you feel comfortable? And what is going to get you the highest ROI? Most brands, if you're already multiple six figures, moving into the seven figures and beyond, your focus is going to be that creative director. Your focus is going to be less hand-holding inside of the business and more. It's about faster turnaround times. For you, it's going to be all about getting more products out there and getting and building a solid team that doesn't need you. You know, this is the craziest shit. I wish somebody would have told me this sooner. You think that by hiring a team, you're going to have less work, but sometimes you have more work because now you got to manage your team. Now you got to talk to your team. Now you got to tell this person to talk to the other person that then has to talk to the other person that then get you. It's crazy. So you got to be ready for it. Your emotional capacity has to be ready for it. Your nervous system has to be ready for it. You have to have a clear direction of where you're at in your business, what's missing, and how you're going to get there. Whew. Humans, I'm so glad that we were able to do this. There was so much that was coming through and just like really getting super clear on the strategy. Unleash and Unveil Your Soul business is now open. We start January 30th. We're already halfway filled up. This is for mystical offbeat entrepreneurs who are ready. This is not just a beginner course. I get this question a lot. If I don't know my vision, can I join? Yes, I'll help you inside of that. I already have my vision. I'm making a couple of dollars already, but I want to create another offer. Yes, we'll also help you with that. All of that is happening inside of the course. We'll help you with your messaging. We'll help you with your marketing. We'll help you with your ability to comfortably sell on stories and in your website in a way that feels authentic and real to you. And we'll give you email campaigns. There are so many other things that we do inside of that program. And the most important thing is that I'm going to show you how you don't need me. I believe that that is the true abundance and that is the true wealth. We can waste a dollar, but if I can teach you knowledge, you will always have that knowledge. You will always go out and perfect it and have it. And that knowledge is going to make you more. Namaste, humans. If you're not already enrolled in our free Mystic class, you need to do it. The link is in my bio at I am Melissa Ruiz. We are going to be talking about New Earth entrepreneurship and how it's evolving. And so I would love to see you in that free class. If you already know that 2023, it's your turn, it's your time. You are not motherfucking playing. Slide into my DMs. Just go ahead, apply. I'll read your application. If I feel like we're a good fit, you'll get an email and we'll chat soon. All right, bye, humans.
Breathe.